This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We have 10% of the Ten Sopranos live with us in the den. Penny Pavlakis, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well.
You are good. Yeah, you are good. But you're a bit crook this morning, aren't you?
I'm suffering from a really bad virus, so we'll see how we go.
Wow, it's all right. We've already figured it out because we were hoping to hear you sing. Because you're an amazing singer. I'm hoping to hear you sing "Danny Boy" this morning. But we've decided that maybe later we might sing it for you.
Well, Dan might. Well, that would sound. That'll be something different.
That would be lovely.
Dan's closer to a soprano, I think.
I'll work on it. Okay. I'll work on it. Now, Penny, you're obviously here as part of the Ten Sopranos,
yes,
but your career before that is amazing. Why don't you just share with us some of your highlights in your career?
Oh, there have been many highlights. First of all, my single, at that time when they actually had singles, I was in my teens, and I released a single for an SBS movie called Paradise, and it was released via EMI. So that was one of the first big things that I did. And then from then I went on to represent Australia internationally in all the world festivals, which majority my songwriter and myself won. Then I branched out to recording. And some of the stuff that I did record was from two songwriters called George Merrill and Shannon Rubicam, who actually wrote some of the number one hits for Whitney Houston.
Wow.
So I spent a lot of time in LA, and then I came back here. And then I decided to branch out into the operatic industry. So obviously there's a formal learning process for classical music. So I was given a scholarship to the New South Wales Conservatorium of Music in the Opera School. So from that I went on to become principal artist of Opera Australia and so forth, you know, after that.
It's incredible.
Remarkable. Look, it's such a tough industry in Australia for singing. What has motivated you and kept you on a tough path, basically?
What's motivated me? My spirituality.
Yeah?
Yeah, cool. That's motivated me. I think that's a real important factor in somebody doing this type of work, that you maintain your spirituality and your focus in life.
That's cool.
Things are really what is really important in life, and that's being human. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I was most impressed when I learned that you worked with Baz Luhrmann. My goodness.
Yes, I do.
Baz is like, he is it for me. I reckon he is just awesome.
He's just it.
What was that like?
Well, he's very funny. He's a funny character. That was very early on in my operatic career. We were doing La Boheme.
Wow.
And it was with David Hobson, Cheryl Barker.
Oh, wow.
And so I had a very good opportunity to work in production with him, and he is amazing. He's very funny, and he knows exactly what he wants, and he gets the best out of performers.
Well, and while we're name dropping, just mention Nick Enright too. For those who don't know, a famous playwright, an excellent playwright.
Yeah.
And you were sharing.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
He wrote Lorenzo's Oil, the movie Lorenzo's Oil.
Oh.
About a child that had this really bad disease that they weren't giving him the appropriate medicine. And the parents went out and, you know, fought the government to get the appropriate medicine given to him. So he wrote that, and that's, I think a lot of people know him from that.
Yes.
That movie, Lorenzo's Oil. So
that's cool. Yeah. And you were sharing with us before how he wrote like a play that became a musical, and then that's a song in that was written specifically for your voice.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
The song's called I'll Hold On, and the song was written specifically for my voice. Nick Enright wrote the words, and Max Lambert wrote the music. So I was supposed to actually do the role of that, of the girl that actually sings that, but because I was contracted to Opera Australia, I didn't get the release.
Oh.
But they're using, they actually used the song, the recording, the one that I did, to push the musical.
Wow.
What pieces of music, what songs truly do you love singing the most? What do you see coming up and you go, yes, that's the song I just absolutely adore to sing?
Just beautiful music. I was never, even as a young girl, I was never into the what was in. I'd always sing just if something was beautiful and touched me, I would tend to go towards that.
Aaron and I have written some beautiful songs.
Have you?
That we might throw your way. One that we wrote for Pavlo.
Let's be quiet now.
Might get some of the Ten Sopranos in too.
Now, you've this group, the Ten Sopranos.
Yes.
Tell us firstly how this group of ten, all happening to be sopranos, got together to say, yep, let's do this.
Well, you're familiar with the Ten Tenors. I'm plugging them again. I'm always plugging the Ten Tenors.
Ten Tenors, yes.
Okay. Well, they set the precedence for many people to go off and do certain things. And we thought, well, why not Ten Sopranos if the Ten Tenors were so successful? And, well, visually it's more appealing, I think. And yeah. And also the female voices. There are nuances in the female voices which I think people would really appreciate and enjoy. So that's how we came about. We got together and the right people got together and we worked. We produced a sound, I think, that is quite unique. And that's how we came about.
It's very cool.
That would be tough to have 10 ladies, all very experienced and talented,
yes,
coming together and working together. How does that work? Do you have ways of resolving things and creative differences?
Well, we have a really good manager that keeps us all honest and straight. But also it's communication and understanding each other's personalities and learning to be with each other and support each other. Yeah.
That's excellent. When I first heard Ten Sopranos, and I had the CD in my hand as well, I thought, I wonder if this is going to be really kind of light. And Flux, I'm thinking Ten Sopranos, it's light, it's you know, it's fluffy. And I put it in the CD player. Yeah. It is powerful, man.
Yes, it is.
Ten Sopranos singing together. I was like, whoa, that is powerful. Yeah. That's cool. So when you perform together, what's the usual response you get? Are people kind of like just, oh, wow.
Oh, people, we have an effect. Sometimes the effect is mayhem, and then another time it's just people just crying. You'd be singing and you could see that in the first 3-4 hours people just tears and,
wow,
you know, the handkerchiefs coming out, because it's a very strong performance that we concentrate on, like with human emotion. And singing, after all, is a communication of the soul, so this is what we intend to relay.
That is a thing. I wonder if it's lost now in performance, where you do see people crying, that huge emotional response, more than just an idol worship in a sense, but this overwhelming kind of response you get. Obviously, it's something you push for and try portray in what you do.
Well, some of the singers ask me, because I do produce the show, they ask me, what are you looking at? And I said, look, you have to sing with the thought that what I'm singing is not for myself. What I'm singing has to have an effect on the audience. So singing isn't really about, it is for your enjoyment as the singer, but the most important thing is that you touch the people that you're singing to. So it has to have an element of innocence and humility, the voice production and the delivery. So this is what we concentrate on.
And it's a busy period coming up for you guys. Tell us what's coming up over the next few months.
We're just about to leave for a national tour. We're doing regional New South Wales. Then we're off to Melbourne, then Perth. And then we come back for the DVD and CD launch at the Riverside Theatre.
Excellent.
Yeah.
More info on the Ten Sopranos. Is there a website or a place where people could go to find out more?
Yes, there is a website.
Sure.
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi. Manager Wayne, come on in, tell us the website. Where is it?
I'm just sitting here listening to all this. It's great. The website is www.thetensopranos.com.au.
Perfect.
The concert on the 12th of August is at the Riverside Theatre, and it's being filmed by Ovation Channel for worldwide distribution and TV programs. So it's really it's really happening, you know.
That's great.
That it's a world exclusive. Cool. Come and see it.
Very cool.
TheTenSopranos.com.au, because I think there's a lot of people I think would like to experience what you have to deliver.
Well, Penny, we did want to end. I wanted to end by singing for you, since you're a bit sick this morning.
Oh, please.
Is that all right, Mr. Wright?
Oh, all right. Go on then. This was great up until now. I'm so sorry.
Oh, da, me, boy, the, I can't can't do it.
I just want to hear that really high note.
I can't do it.
That's actually good.
Is it good? Do you want me? Do you want to recruit me? All right. Done. Obviously, if you do see the Ten Sopranos, they'll be a little bit better than me, than what I just thought.
Significantly, would
just
you
a
say?
Little bit better.
Some would
just
say. Some would say significantly. Penny Pavlakis, thank you so much for coming in
thank
so early.
Thank you kindly. It's been a pleasure.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.